Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When the $600 a week federal jobless benefits expired late last month, it left many Americans scrambling to pay bills. So President Trump's executive order last weekend calling for a $300 benefit was welcome news. The plan faces political challenges and some technical hurdles as well.
A lot of state labor departments have very antiquated technology. We're talking decades old systems. And so whenever they have to set up a new system, it's oftentimes more complicated than you would think.
Our reporter Sarah Cheney has been digging into the numbers. She'll tell us if the new round of benefits are approved, how long it would take to get to people, and how long those funds would be available. That's after the break. If the $300 a week federal jobless benefit proposed by the White House is approved, states would draw the money from FEMA. Yeah, the agency that covers payments for natural disasters. So why FEMA? And are states likely to chip in? Let's ask our reporter Sarah Cheney. Now, first of all, Sarah, this $300 a week is from the executive order that President Trump signed over the weekend. Is that money a done deal?
It's actually optional for states to provide the extra $300 a week in federally funded unemployment benefits, as well as the extra $100 in state-funded benefits.
So that $100 is what the federal government wants states to add to bring the number to potentially $400 a week. Are states on board with that?
It's unclear at this point how many states exactly are going to participate, but several states, you know, including New York and New Jersey, have indicated, hey, this really isn't affordable for us at this time, given the fact, especially that during the pandemic, we've been losing a lot of revenue.
Now, just to be sure, if states aren't able to come up with the extra $100 per week, would people in that state still be eligible for the $300 per week?
Yes. States will have to apply for the extra 300s, but it's not, like you mentioned, it's not tied to states committing to paying the extra $100. So it is still completely possible for a state to pay out the extra $300 in benefits, but not the extra $100.
And the $100 that we're talking about that the government wants the states to come up with, that's in addition to other jobless funds the states pay out, right?
Correct. You have a regular weekly unemployment benefit that the states pay out, and then the $100 would be on top of that. And the regular weekly payment varies pretty drastically by state.
Still, whatever that number winds up being, it's going to be a sizable step down from what people were getting up until late July.
Right. From the spring through the end of July, everyone essentially who was collecting unemployment benefits was getting an extra $600 in unemployment benefits, and that was tacked on to their regular weekly unemployment benefit. Now we're talking about up to $400 extra a week or $300 extra a week. And the Labor Department official we spoke with said that the $300 extra a week would give about 50% of workers at least the same amount of money and benefits that they were earning while working. And that lines up with several different economists' estimates as well, and is important just in the broader debate over the additional unemployment aid. A lot of Republicans didn't want the extra $600 per week to continue because they saw it as a disincentive to work, whereas Democrats were saying that it's, you know, really important given the fact that millions of people are still unemployed and there aren't that many job openings.
Now, the $300 that the federal government is talking about would come from FEMA, which a lot of people probably don't associate with unemployment benefits. So why FEMA?
Yes, yeah, it's really an interesting connection, but it's not completely unprecedented. So before all of this happened, there is actually something called disaster unemployment assistance. So if there was a hurricane, let's say, in a given state, then FEMA would provide money to unemployed individuals who weren't eligible for regular unemployment insurance benefits. So it's not completely unprecedented that FEMA provide funds to unemployed people. And so President Trump has tapped these funds from FEMA that would normally go to funding a disaster relief, and it is now using them during COVID to fund this part of the expanded unemployment benefit.
About how much money are we talking about here?
So President Trump has allocated about $44 billion in funds for the extra $300 in benefits. It's interesting, though, because if all states were to participate in providing this extra $300, and if unemployment claims remained at about the same level that we've seen, that $44 billion in funding could be spent in about 5 or 6 weeks. That's based on our own calculation, but also a Labor Department official confirmed that.
And states would have to link up their computers with FEMA in order to deliver the jobless funds to people. Is it that easy?
It's never easy. So a lot of state labor departments have very antiquated technology. We're talking decades old systems. And so whenever they have to set up a new system, it's oftentimes more complicated than you would think for states, and they say this. So it's unclear exactly how many weeks it would take states to set up this new program, apply for the program to begin with, and then start drawing down on the benefits. You know, the Labor Department official we spoke with said states could get their systems up and running, ready to deliver payments within a couple of weeks, but we'll see whether that happens.
Now, you know, just thinking about FEMA here, that NOAA just last week projected a pretty active hurricane season. And that $44 billion at FEMA might have gone to aid those affected by severe storms.
Yes, the allocation of the aid from a budget that could go towards hurricanes is another topic for debate in this. I think that I'd be really interested to hear what, you know, states like Florida are thinking.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney. Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.